Now, as the co-founder and CEO of the growing media startup Cheek and a political aspirant herself, Hannah Ferguson likes to keep her finger on the pulse. So what does she read when she heads off on holidays? Sober political memoirs or beach read escapes? She's here to tell us. Hannah, welcome to Summer Reading on Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
And you're heading off for the holidays. Tell me what books you're packing.
Yes, I'm going with my partner to Vietnam for 2 weeks. I'm trying to travel relatively light. So I've picked a few of my smaller books on my to-be-read pile. One of them is Beautyland by Marie-Helen Bettino. And another is The Safekeep, actually, that I'm taking. And then I'm trying to toss up a third and a fourth, which seems ridiculous. I really should get a Kindle at this point. I know that's a me issue to face. But I'm also midway through Jacinda Ardern's A Different Kind of Power. But it's a hardcover, so I just can't pack it. So I'm struggling to pick now.
So in 2 weeks, you think you'll get through four?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of like sleeper trains and kind of buses through the countryside. So I think it'll be like a lot of capacity for some heavy reading to go on. And, you know, you need good breaks on these sorts of things. You need to actually set aside time for relaxation alongside all the activities we're planning.
And your partner is an avid reader too?
Yeah, we've both kind of got a pile. He's taking like two big books, whereas I'm taking four or five little ones, because I also have, I'm not sure if people have this, but a fear that I'll kind of have a do not finish in the pile. And what if I only commit to two books and then one of them's a dud? So I need to have smaller optional books in case I'm not feeling the vibes of like a heavy nonfiction one day. I have to have everything available to me. It's a bit of a sort of like, I have to have choice.
Yes, I've become a terribly slow reader, but I get very stressed if I don't have one there. There's got to be one next to my bed. I've got to have the opportunity to read, even if I don't always get round to it.
I'm worse as well, because I have friends that read really consistently 20 to 30 pages a night before bed, whereas I'm terrible with that. I'm reading 300 pages in one sitting or nothing at all.
Wow. Now, your work obviously requires you to be across politics. You've said also you plan to run as an independent for the New South Wales Senate at the next election. What about political memoirs? Are they on your list?
Yeah, always. Like I said, I was reading Jacinda Ardern's book at the moment. And a good one from Australia a couple of years ago was from Kate Ellis, Sex, Lies and Question Time, which I really enjoyed then. Again, I also have, I think it may be last year or the year before, I read Barack Obama's A Promised Land. So there's always one on my shelf, but they can get pretty dense. They're all, and also they're getting bigger. I feel like Malcolm Turnbull's, Barack Obama's, they're all hard covers in excess of 600 pages. And you're going, I'm not just carrying that around on public transport with me, you know?
Yes, yes, they do tend to be big tomes. You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is Hannah Ferguson, the author and co-founder of Cheek Media, and we're discussing what book she's going to be reading this summer. What's one of your favourite reads of the year, though?
Easily Careless People by Sarah Wynne Williams, which is a really amazing and such a fascinating and funny memoir given the subject matter. Essentially, she's a young diplomat from New Zealand who fights to get a job in the early days of Facebook. She wants to help them with governmental relations and public policy. And they're very much like, we don't need that. And she's like, you're going to be working with governments in regulation. You need a me. Fights her way into the job and ends up working very closely for a long period of time with Mark Zuckerberg. And it is just the craziest set of stories in any memoir I've ever read. Highly recommended as my book of the year.
And you're an author. So when you read books, do you find that you're more critical, or can you consume them just as someone else might?
Oh, I have such an admiration, more of an admiration, knowing how, like, in the sort of skill set that I do possess and don't possess in terms of what I've written before, and I'm writing a third book now, actually. But it's very much the kind of thing where when I'm reading other books, I'm trying to pick up on the different observational capacities and sort of descriptive capacities and skill sets that other authors have. But there are particular books I struggle to read if they're similar to mine, or if they're almost, you know, doing similar things, because I find it reflects me back to me. And I think that's a bit confronting sometimes. So I usually go more outside of that.
And any others that you're looking forward to in 2026 that you're aware are coming out?
Oh, that's actually a really good question. I'm trying to think of what I know is on its way. It's honestly, the problem I have is that I have about 10 books on my bedside table right now from this year that I haven't gotten through. I've just picked up a couple of the Booker Prize shortlists, so I haven't really got my mindset on next year yet because I've put in a firm book buying ban until at least March when I get through that.
And are you the kind of person that will reread a book? Do you pick some of them up again?
No, honestly, I don't think I've ever read a book twice. It's maybe in high school I did that with like the Hunger Games or something I was obsessed with in my teen years. But as an adult, I've got so much that I want to read that I don't really go back. I really admire people that go back to books like every Christmas and get something new from it. I think that's a beautiful thing. I don't think I have the patience, honestly.
And was it books like The Hunger Games which started your love of reading, or where did that originate?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I was massively into series books, dystopian books that were big when I was in late primary school and early high school. You know, The Hunger Games was probably one of the biggest ones for my generation. When I think I was in year 3 or 4 when I was reading that, which seems crazy, again, given the subject matter. But it was so popular at the time. And I think there's a lot of people in my life around my age that were absolutely fueled by reading those series at the time.
Well, Hannah Ferguson, have a wonderful trip full of sightseeing and reading. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.